It's KMFM Drive Time. I'm Rob Wills. Thanks for having us on tonight. End of the week and the end of Kent Heroes, The Surprise with Kent Reliance. We've heard from some absolutely inspirational, incredible, brave, heroic people this week. Thank you again to the hundreds of you who did nominate for your Kent Heroes. Obviously, we can only pick a few people to win. On Monday, we heard from Jack Miles in Ashford. We went and gatecrashed his assembly at school. Mr. Scott from Moorhall Academy in Folkestone, who won himself Teacher of the Year. On Wednesday's show, Jed Pearson bagged himself Carer of the Year for looking after his mum and dad. And then last night, you may have missed the two most humble paramedics ever, Ian and Robin.
But on behalf of everyone at Kent Reliance, we've got something which hopefully will make your summer just a little bit special. So there is a cheque to you both for £500. So hopefully that goes a little bit. What are you saying? Thank you very much, both of you.
That's, more than... Yeah, thank you very much.
It is too much.
KMFM. Kent Reliance, Kent Heroes. The Surprise.
I love doing this as a radio presenter. It just reminds you that there are some incredible people out there, and in some cases how lucky you are in the life that you lead. And it certainly has made me think a lot this week, and hopefully it's done the same to you. I know it's brought tears to some people's eyes who've been listening to the radio. It's made others smile, and that's what it was all about. And this last award is something pretty special. The last award this week is for Unsung Hero, and it's such a difficult category to find somebody who could be a winner. There's so many people in my life that don't get the recognition they deserve. You know, these people who just soldier on in the background, who make things great, look after other people and put themselves right the way down the pecking order. And I just think it's incredible. And thank you so much to everybody who did nominate. This person who got nominated this time round was the most nominated person on Kent Heroes. Now, that's not the reason she won. The reason she's won, and I'll read you one of the nominations that we received from Claudia, who knows the person who won. She says she spends the majority of her free time volunteering for the Red Cross, the local ambulance service, as well as working in a residential home for people with dementia and Alzheimer's, all whilst she was doing her A-levels. A typical day for this person would be working from 5 in the morning till 8:30, then going to school for 9, finishing school between 3:30 and 4:30, and then going back to work again after school. This person says that she deserves the award for all of the time she's helped other people before herself, and she rarely gets recognition for it. So this would be a great way to show her that she's appreciated. Seriously, pages and pages and pages of nominations for this special person. And I can't wait for you so to meet her. So after weeks and weeks of nominations, hours and hours of deliberation, we finally come to our final Kent Hero with Kent Reliance Award for Unsung Hero. This person was quite difficult to find, only because she volunteers so much. Tracking her down into a location was really difficult. However, we managed to speak to one of her friends, who asked her to wait in for a parcel. That parcel was moi. We went to Sandwich to meet Victoria Day.
KMFM. Kent Reliance, Kent Heroes. The Surprise.
Here we are in Sandwich for another day of Kent Heroes. Let's go and meet Victoria Day. She doesn't know we're coming. Let's go and say hello. Hello. Are you Victoria Day? Are you waiting for a parcel?
Yes.
I am that parcel. I'm Rob from KMFM. Nice to meet you. So let me tell you what we've been doing. So we teamed up with Kent Reliance. We have been doing something called Kent Heroes. We've been looking for 5 different people to win different awards. So we were looking for Carer of the Year, Young Person of the Year, 999 Person of the Year, and also Unsung Hero of the Year.
Okay.
Let's start with a little bit about you. So I've heard that you do things before you go to school.
Yep, I went to work before I went to school and looked after people.
So I've got here, Victoria spends the majority of her free time volunteering for the Red Cross, the local ambulance service, as well as working in a residential home for people with dementia, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I do all of that. I've volunteered first aid for the Red Cross and things like that, and also work in end-of-life care, dementia and things like that through the community and care home.
You've been doing that whilst doing your A-levels?
Yeah, I did my A-levels at Sandwich and also did whilst working and volunteering for Red Cross.
So then I heard, once you'd finished school, you then went back to work and went and did other stuff as well?
Yeah, I've applied for a job for the NHS Ambulance Service and got that. I'm also going through the process of volunteering for Kent Police, and I do dog training and stuff like that as well.
Wow. How do you find the time?
It's hard. It's just you fit it all in.
Seriously, you had the most amount of nominations, which is why we're here today. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine if I can. This is Rob Gurr from Kent Reliance. This is Victoria Day. Rob's got a couple of things he wants to give you if he can, first of all.
Absolutely. Because you got the most nominations, and we were absolutely dying to meet you as well. A certificate for being our unsung hero of the year. I'm privileged to present you with that. And also with a trophy that we got made for you as well. But if there is something else that we actually got as well, so I'm going to get my friend Aaron. We got you £500 as well.
Oh, thank you.
So very well deserved.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Please have a good summer. Try not to work too hard, but...
Have a good summer.
But for people who are looking at volunteering and getting into all that kind of stuff, what would you say?
Go and do it. It's the best thing. Red Cross changed me. Before I joined Red Cross, I was really shy. I wouldn't talk to anyone. And I joined just to kind of see what it was, and I've been in Red Cross for nearly 3 years now and love it. It's been the best part of my life, and it's made me go into a career that I really love. So
that's amazing. Well, thank you to everybody also that nominated you, because they really were pages of people. You've got a lot of close friends that think you do wonderful things, and I think it's amazing. Again, we've met loads of young people this week who have done incredible things, and you are one of those people, so congratulations. You are a Kent hero.
KMFM Kent Reliance Kent Heroes, the surprise.
So that's the end of Kent Heroes 2015. A massive congratulations to everybody who's won. Jack Miles from Ashford, Mr. Tony Scott from Folkestone, Jed Pearson from Bicknor in between Maidstone and Sittingbourne. Massive congratulations to Robin Kissack and also Ian Morwood from the South East Coast Ambulance Service. And then tonight, you just heard her, Victoria Day, the most incredible young person I think I've ever met. Thanks for listening to it. You can relive all of the ones if you missed any right now at kmfm.co.uk. And obviously, a massive thank you to Rob Gurr and the Kent Reliance team for teaming up and making this possible. It's been a pretty moving week. So say, go and check out all of the award winners. The audio, the nominations, and video footage is all online for you. And we'll get back to the hits after Traffic and Travel next.